Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. As we have been working on a road to success, many of us are traveling on different roads, but we're trying to get to our own individual success. We define what that success is. We define many times the price that we're willing to pay to reach that goal. It is strange in many ways, because what we have been formal institution, school, education, many of us for 12 years, some for 16, some longer. And most of those preparations are preparing to work for someone else. Nothing wrong with that, if that is where you intend to go. And many people are very happy following that path. But there are a few that want to do other things. Sometimes they can be done simultaneously. Sometimes they cannot. And this is what we're looking at, because in many cases, you can do both. You can work, and many people do that because you have privileges of insurance, medical care, a regular paycheck coming in. There are many benefits to working for someone else. It is not essential that you let go completely of that in order to pursue other things. Much of this has come about lately. Some of us are even working from home, and some of us have great flexibility in what we do, when we do it, and how we do it. This becomes an ideal world. But if we don't develop a plan that allows for the success that we're coming about. And again, I sometimes refer to posts that I have placed on AmazingBlackHistory.com. I have had a somewhat disruptive week and have not posted that as yet. But the person that I'm talking about today is a prime example of what can happen. Because the person we're speaking about today is Ann Lowe, A-N-N-L-O-W-E. Now, more people are familiar with her work than they are with her. And that's, in my opinion, not a very good situation. Compared to what she has done, she could be an influence to many people today. Many people of all races, all genders, all creeds. And this is the purpose of looking at success and the road to success. Because I am talking to the human individual. I'm not talking to people on the basis of color, religion, gender, height, weight, waist size, bust size, anything else like that. The character within a person is what is important. We can all walk this road, and many of us have. Many of us are walking this road, and many of us are. But there are some things that we need to keep in mind. And the reason that we're concentrating in this particular area is that during this particular part of the year, there are many disruptions that we face. Religious holidays, travel, people coming to see us, just many things. Easy to lose our way. Very easy to lose our way. Particularly when we've spent all these years in a situation that is not geared for individual success. Sure, many people achieve it, but they are generally exceptions. There are so many people that cannot. Now, let me talk a little bit about Ann Lowe. When it was Camelot all over again, Jackie and JFK were getting married. At the ceremony, people were gaga over the dress that Jackie Kennedy wore. Most people never heard the name of the person that designed that dress. The person that designed that dress spent time making it by hand was a lady by the name of Ann Taylor. So why is this so important? Because Ann Taylor, in many cases, had a fortunate existence up until this point. Many people at this point would have had heaps of praise placed upon them because people were absolutely mesmerized by this dress. It was fantastic. It was being talked about around the world. What they didn't know, and what we don't know at this point, is the fact that Ann Taylor was a black designer. A black designer. Many people say, so what? Well, we have to look at the very fact that we don't know this name today. Because many people that would have made this particular contribution to fashion, and there are many who deserve recognition for what they have done and have gotten that recognition, but Ann Taylor has persisted basically as an invisible person because we don't know about her. Now, there are reasons for this. Because people have to make a decision as to what they write about. And this is one of the problems that we have in terms of black history. Now, when I talk about black history, I don't mean only black history. Because this has happened to people of all nationalities. We look at Madame Curie. She won Nobel Prizes in two different categories. Outstanding. Many of us know of her, but there are other people that have flown under the radar. Many times, just knowing about these people can inspire you to keep going forward. Keep going forward. That's the name of the game. That's why we look at the road to success. You may be looking at a perfect pancake. Oh, some of you are going to laugh. Perfect pancake. Do you realize how many are served and what the benefits of that can be? Well, it's not the atomic bomb. No, it's not the atomic bomb. But many of the things that we become involved in are simple things that people can enjoy and benefit from on a daily basis, or nearly so. If you look at a loaf of bread and you were able to make a penny per loaf, would you laugh at that? No, because you realize that people buy it again and again and again, and that that would add up to millions and billions of dollars. So we cannot play ourselves short. We look at the music industry, and we see that people write songs. We don't often think of the writer of the song. We think of the performer of the song. But many songwriters have written songs that have been performed by absolutely fantastic artists. And sometimes that song even comes out a second, third, fourth time. And they're benefiting from it every time. We must look at this. We must look at, is that what you want to do? And you say, yeah, I'd like to do it, but I'm not going to make any money. Horse feathers, you make tons doing it. Now, there are people that want to do things that are not necessarily connected to money. And I think they can be as successful or more successful than anybody else. It's a matter of what you want to do and how you measure this. I've seen people that go into being school teachers that could make tons more money doing something else. But this is their love. They like to see students from past years who are succeeding. And that is a wonderful experience for them. They have heartbreak and pain when people don't succeed. And they're always looking for ways in which they could make the experience better. What I'm talking about here are good teachers. We have teachers of all stripes, all flavors, all levels of involvement. But I'm talking about that one, the Golden Apple Teacher Award winner. The person that's there because they love it. They get up every morning excited about going to school and teaching other people. Because some people like doing it with the small kids, some larger, some real big, and some even on the college level. But that determination is made by you. Your idea in that field may not be the same as mine. Both my parents were school teachers. I admired school teachers, but I did not feel that it was for me because I saw changes that were taking place. I saw changes that were taking place in terms of discipline. Also, having grown up in a segregated system, I felt that I would not be able to demonstrate my full potential and retain a job. Why? Because I felt that the students that I had, and at the time that I was considering this occupation, were black. If they outperformed the white kids, as weird as this may sound, there would be reasons found to put me somewhere out of that particular position. Might be fired, might be something else. I'm not saying that I was right, because very likely I could have been wrong. And it's very likely that could have led to other things. But what I do want to point out is don't let someone else determine your future. One of the dresses that Ann Lowe made was for an Academy Award winner. Right off, I can't remember the name, but she has had fantastic clients. Let me tell you what happened. In the days of enslavement, her grandparents were slaves. And that grandparent had a child by the owner of the plantation. Now, to me, that is shameful because we have people that have vowed before God to be faithful to their spouse. And yet and still, they don't do that. And in addition to that, they made laws that said the status of the child follows that of the mother rather than the father. And so what we have are people who are producing people that they are willing to sell, they're willing to beat, they're willing to make sure remain uneducated, they are willing to put all manner of suffering on them. And we have to look at people that do that and wonder about them. Now, is this a condemnation of everyone that's white? No, because the very fact that history does not reveal everything, it allows us to see what happens when people have the opportunity to excel. Ann Lowe's mother and grandmother were outstanding seamstresses, outstanding. and they sold for some of the upper crust in the Alabama town that they came from. They catered to those of society. And I believe her mother died when Anne was approximately 6 years old, 16 years old, excuse me. And she took over that shop and ran it. Now, there were glitches along the way because she was married twice, had two children, and her son, by the first marriage, was her business partner. I believe he was killed in an automobile accident in 1958. Anne was not knowledgeable on the financial side of things, and people were able to take advantage of her. When Jackie Kennedy was asked who made her dress, because everybody was just agog at that dress, she said, some colored lady. And it went no further. Why? Because she didn't draw the attention of people that could have made that a difference. Why? Because they did not think or were worthy of being written about. What does that have to do with you? In many cases, you are going to have to carve your own niche on Mount Rushmore. It's there. It's there for everybody to see. But sometimes you have to make sure that your mark is seen. And it's happened. It's happened many, many times in the fashion industry, in other industries. When we look at, for example, Horace King, another name that you may not know. Horace King was a carpenter. He was a designer. And his specialty was building bridges. Now, at one time, he went north. He received training in how to do this. And many of the bridges, particularly the covered bridges in the Chattahoochee Valley, were designed and built by Horace King, a black man. The law had to be changed to allow him to do that. And what do I mean by that? In most cases, and most people don't realize this, is that when a black person was freed, when they obtained their freedom, however it may be attained, they generally had 1 year to get out of the state or they could be re-enslaved. So the law had to be changed to allow Horace King to live in the state where his family lived. How weird is that? But as we look at people, as we look at the achievements, you have to have faith in yourself. And how do you obtain that faith in yourself? You were made by God. God didn't make you as a joke. God didn't make you as a hobby. God made you in his own image. And that means that everything about you relates to him. Now, we get hung up in America and other parts of the world on the color of a person's skin rather than the heart, the mind, and the soul. Martin Luther King is famously said that the day will come when rather than looking at the color of the skin, you will look at the content of the character. Now, do you think that you don't have character? You do have character. And you must look at not only the fact that you are given special talents, but you're given them by God, the greatest creator that we have ever seen. You must have that faith as you travel down this road. You must have faith that there is a reason you're following this road. This doesn't mean that you can't get off of that road. This doesn't mean that things won't come up to allow you to move to something else. But don't do it willy-nilly. Don't do it just because it can be done. Don't do it because somebody has told you that you can't do it. Subject came up the other day about Alexa Kennedy, C-A-N-A-D-A, I believe, or Y. I'm not sure the exact spelling at this point. But she was a black female. She wanted to go into medicine. People said, you can't go into medicine. Women don't go into medicine, let alone a black woman. But she pursued and went into medicine. Came time to specialize, and she wanted to go into neurosurgery. That's working on the nervous system, the brain, basically that which makes us human. That's where she wanted to go. Again, people are saying, you can't do it. You, Alexa Kennedy, can't do it because you're black, because you're a woman. And I don't care if you're black, brown, yellow, polka dot, plaid, whatever. You are an individual and you have been created with special power, special drive, special desires. That's why you must have faith in yourself. If you think God created you to be on the face of this earth and be laughed at and you're not a comedian, then you got something twisted. You need to find yourself. You need to locate where you are, what you're capable of doing, and do it. Many times people have been inventors and discovered things, and sometimes it involves almost the impossible. When you look at things that have been developed, when we look at the weed whacker, and just about everybody has one now, and we use it to edge up our lawns and do other things around the house. When you look at the first one, it was basically a can of pop with some fishing lines hanging out of it. Ugly and sin. But the person that had that idea had an idea that worked. Yeah, now they don't look like that. They're sleek, they're well-designed, made out of better materials, but they had to start somewhere. Your ideas are just as valid as anyone else's. And I believe that these ideas come through us from the universe, because on more than one occasion, ideas have developed simultaneously in different parts of the world. Now, you hear this, and you think that that is far, far-fetched. And somebody gave me an example. Look around your house. Do you have a horse in your house? Could be. Because we have radios, we have televisions, we have other devices. And if we tune in on the right frequency, we can find that horse. Oh, may not be able to take a heartbeat or whatever, and now we're getting to the point where we can even do that as we develop more and more sophisticated models of what is available. But you're going to have ideas that are going to come to you, and I think they're the same way. When we're tuned in to the universe, when we're tuned in to our Creator, He's going to give us information. Sometimes we may not know how to use it. Sometimes we may even question where it came from. It's about time to start realizing that these ideas came from beyond you. May have come from beyond our solar system, but wherever, understand that they have come to you. And they've come to you for a reason. I imagine that one of the greatest nightmares a person could ever have is to have an idea and say, well, if if this was such a great idea, someone else would have already done it. What kind of foolishness is that? Somebody else would have already done it. And then later you find out that somebody got that idea, followed through, and made boatloads of money, boatloads of recognition, changed their life, even to the point where they could donate anonymously to those in need because their heart had been touched in such a way. This, ladies and gentlemen, is you. This is your road to success. Why are you doing this? Is it so that you can get a boatload of money? If that's it, then fine. If that's not it, then that is fine as well. When we look at Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men on this planet, what did he start trying to do? What? Do you know? Many of you know him as Amazon. And Amazon is a very, very large organization, extremely large. Is that what he set out to do? No. He set out to sell a few books on the internet. I want you to make sure that you heard what I said. Jeff Bezos set out to sell a few books on the internet. Hundreds, thousands, millions of books? No, a few books on the internet. But he was tuned in to that measure that he has. Now, as noble as what we're talking about is, I want you to realize something else. I want you to realize that as we have these ideas, we help ourselves, we also help others. In fact, on my other blog site, I have an agreement with Amazon that if you use my links to purchase things that you already purchased on Amazon, I get a small percentage of that, very small, but it adds up. It adds up over time. Will I always be there? No. There may be other things that we pursue. But what I am trying to get across to you is that you can accomplish outstanding things that you never, ever thought about. Sometimes when you may be in church, you may be in another situation, and you may run across a family whose house is burned, but you may be able to donate a little something. Some people don't want to do that. That's fine. But if you want to do it, you can now do it because you're doing what you were put here to do. You may be inspiring other people that you know or don't know. I see people and I get inspired by so many people who are doing what they have to do. Haben Girma, name that most of us may not know, has a dedicated life and a dedicated practice. Haben Girma is deaf. She cannot hear. Haben Girma is blind. She cannot see. But she has graduated with a law degree from one of the most prestigious universities in this country. And her idea is making life better for all people. All people. Haben Girma is black. Her parents came from Ethiopia and Eritrea and came to America. Many people under those circumstances would have given up. I can't see. I can't hear. She was fortunate to be able to have a device with which she can communicate And one of the things, incidentally, that drove her to the area where she is, I believe she was at Portland State in Oregon at the time, but because she couldn't see, she couldn't hear, when she went to the cafeteria, they had several lines. She would get in a line, which is good, but what really set her off was going through this line, not knowing what they had until she gets up there. Now, they're supposed to make available menus. They didn't do it. But when she would go through all of this and find out she had missed the chocolate cake, she became involved. She started pressing for this to be done. The law said that it should be done. But she proceeded on with doing what was necessary legally to make this happen. You know, we look back, and it's not that far. It used to be difficult for handicapped people to use a sidewalk. Why? Because we didn't have these ramps at the corners where they could take a chair or get by easily. And so we make a difference. There are people listening to me right this very minute that can make differences in society. They can make things better for other people. And that's what drives them. It drives them. And that is what the purpose that you may have of being here. It's remarkable to me to see these people in action. I used to visit the School for the Deaf and Blind regularly. Now, we are here thinking, poor me, I've got a cold today and my nose has stopped up. And next thing I know, I see some blind person riding a bicycle because they have enough confidence in themselves. They know where they are and they know obstacles. I had a blind guy that used to come into the classroom, and he had a form of echolocation. What is echolocation, you may ask? It's the same way that bats know where they are. It's the same way that whales and other animals know where they are. They send out a sound, they hear it come back. I couldn't really even tell that he was doing it. But I have seen him avoid tripping over hazards. We're making progress every day. We look at Michael J. Fox, and he is suffering from a debilitating disease. He has raised over $2 billion, with a B, dollars, for research on this. When we look at St. Jude's, where did it start? Danny Thomas, a comedian, the father of that girl, started St. Jude's. What says you can't do the same thing or more? That's why I spend time talking to you. Now, what I want to get across is we are probably in the two most difficult months of the year with regards to people making a commitment and following through. Making a commitment and following through. This is part of my commitment because several years ago, and I'm still looking for the answer to that question, I wondered, what could I do? I discovered something that had been held from me, and I was extremely embarrassed over it. I didn't know my history. I thought that I knew everything there was to know, but I found out I didn't. And I found out that it was on purpose that I did not. So what I wanted to do is to make a commitment to see if I could post weekly on doing something about it. To me, that was a challenge It was a big challenge. It still is a big challenge. But I had to start somewhere. And this is what I started doing. That's when I started AmazingBlackHistory.com. And it keeps me on my toes because I have to look for people. I have to search for people to write about. I have to write about them and put them out there. And that's why I encourage you to look there. I'm talking about Black history. It is not all about Black people. Because what we can do, you can do. And what I can do, you can do, and you, and you, and you. And I'm not talking to the person next to you, in front of you, behind you, beside you. I'm talking to you. Now, we're going through these 2 months where things are jumbled up. These 2 months where many people get off track. One, I don't like New Year's resolutions. Let me be very clear about that. I don't mind people making resolutions, but why put it off to the first of the year when we find that most people are not going to follow it a month or two down the road? If you're going to make a decision, make it now. N-O-W, now. Write it down. Tell people what you're going to do. Know what you are going to do. So as we go through this period that is so jumbled up, there is nothing that says you can't take time off, but you need to know where you're going and why you're going. That's why I think that you write down your primary goals. Write it down. Know it. Memorize it. Do whatever it takes. But refer to it on a frequent basis. If you're going to have family get together and it's going to be a time-consuming thing, why not take a week off? But don't feel guilty about it because you're going to run into different ideas. You're going to run into things that can help. You're going to run into very positive situations. Take that time off. Put it on your calendar. I'm taking this time off for family. I'm taking this time off for church. I'm taking this time off to just downwind, to just take time off, to get away from it all. There's nothing that says that you can't do that. In fact, I recommend that you do it. Do it periodically, but do it with purpose. Purpose is the name of the game. I tell you all along, now we're in the middle of football season. If you have children, time out. Go to those games. Go to the school. Go do what is necessary to show them that they have someone in their life that loves them, that cares about them, that appreciates them, that supports them, that backs them. That's you. If you don't have anybody, adopt a kid from the neighborhood. Support somebody. Doesn't have to be a kid. Could be an older person. Many times you may mentor someone else. Mentor. But what you're doing is you're moving the world forward. This is the road to success. Travel it by yourself. But you can travel it by yourself. You know, we look back, and when the pharmacist developed the formula for Coca-Cola, he didn't see a worldwide corporation. He saw something that he thought could help his customers, something that they would enjoy. Maybe the same thing with you. It doesn't have to be an earth-shaking thing. The very smallest idea you have may develop into that. Now you have to stay on top of it. Because when I was a kid, we had major retailers, Montgomery Ward's, J.C. Penney's, Sears. They used to each send out calendars every year. No, not calendars, but catalogs. Those things were probably 2 inches thick. And why did they do that? Because that's the only way they could get their entire product line out. Now we hit a couple of buttons and we're at the same place. We can interact with that site. We can ask them questions. What can you do? You may be able to build an entire store online. You may not have the ability to walk, but you can do it. You may not have the ability in both of your arms, but you can do it. You may not even have arms, but there are programs that can now type and do other things as a voice command. Many of us, even if we fall in those situations, don't realize it because we don't reach out. We don't put ourselves in the catbird seat. We don't put ourselves out there so that we can take advantage of what we can take advantage of. And in that process, you might help someone else. So look forward to this thing. Don't sit at home and watch every parade and every down on football. Some people, that may be their retreat, but you don't have to do that. You can record those games. You can do other things to take advantage of them. Now remember, when I talk to you about Shark Tank, Shark Tank is an entertainment program, but the basis of it has so much more. You can look at it for ideas. Why didn't they jump on this idea? Sometimes it's because the idea is not fully formed. Sometimes it's because people are making a valuable mistake. Well, it's a $2 billion industry, so if I only get a few crumbs out of it, I'm doing fantastically well. Not necessarily. Hold on to your horses here. You have to have a plan. You have to work that plan. And sometimes it involves talking to other people. There's some things that you need to keep as a priority, or not priority, but I'm at a loss for that word at this point. There are some things that you keep under your hat, but we can do it. When we look at people like George Washington Carver, Carver wasn't looking for all the money he could make because he could have made tons of it. He was a very close friend of Henry Ford. He worked with Henry Ford on a number of things. But when he finally got to college and learned soils chemistry, he held in his hand a world of luxury. Many of the people that he went to school with became high government officials. He had friends. And when he went from Iowa State to Tuskegee, he took a pay cut to do it. But he knew that he could service his fellow man. He knew that he could support his fellow man. That's why he went there. It doesn't always have to be about money. It can be about things that we desire it to be. God didn't put everybody here to do that. He put some people here to do various things. He put some people on the earth to be caregivers. Lord knows we don't pay them enough. We don't pay our teachers enough, not for what they have to put up with. But we sometimes get things askew. There are politicians, I'm sure, that have a pure heart, although many of them that we see don't. But that doesn't stop you from doing and pursuing what you want to pursue. We had some time back when we wrote down what our goals were and what we were going to do to get there. That needs to be paramount in our minds. We need to be aware of what we're doing. We need to understand that we are capable, as capable, more capable than anyone else. After all, you've been tapped on the shoulder and told, pursue this. I'll be with you. It may be rough. It may be tough. It may not even seem to be in your field. But you get it done. Sometimes you need a device to do this, and you know nothing about it. People that do know about it say, I want something that will open this door under these parameters. Or maybe it's a device that works. Maybe you are into the area of cooking. We look at there is a way of cooking with precisely measured water now that we didn't have a few years ago. Or did we? And someone decided to pursue it. Excellent for fish. Maybe that person doesn't know about thermocouples and this and that and the other. But having that idea, you can work it out. And now we're able to enjoy that. So you don't have to be the expert in everything, my friends. You don't have to be the expert in everything. We have been touched. We have been appointed to seek by faith our position, the road on the position, and how to get over, under, through, around, or even annihilate those things that would hamper us. They make us stronger when we do it. We can pass that on to somebody else. George Washington Carver was able to pass on great information to Henry Ford. Henry Ford had a farm that Carver ran. May not be there, but as we barter, as we look at what we can do, we can get ourselves invited to the main table. Put yourself down and say that you can't do it. Understand that we accomplish the impossible. My pleasure is being with you each week. I see that we have a couple of people that have called in. I'm going to open the microphone in just a minute, see if we have any comments, because I will close a little bit earlier than we normally do, because I want to do this for a particular reason. At 8 o'clock, Deacon Armstrong comes on, and I want to give him time to come on and set up so that he can start promptly at 8 o'clock, programmed to be a community. I want you to call in if you have questions, problems, suggestions, comments. And the number that you use to do that is 646-668-8217. Write it down. Put it in your phone. Other programs on Crown Talking Trums, that is the way that you would call in, because the host can see you on the dashboard. All hosts do not entertain answers or comments, but I like it because I want you to feel involved. I want you to feel that this is your program as much as it is mine. So we do have a caller from 828 area code. If you have any comments, you don't feel forced to do it. But if you have comments, questions, suggestions, please do so. Again, the caller from 828, area code 828. If you have comments, please let us know. And don't feel forced to do so. I guess not at this time, but I want you to remember next week, the week after, whatever, I'd like to get involvement of the listeners into the program. With that being said, the program you're listening to is Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. I also invite you to join me on Sunday at 4 p.m. for Did You Know? We'll talk more about Ann Lowe and other people that may be in that particular occupation. We can learn from others who are not in our occupation because we have similar goals, commitments, and they don't have to be the same. But we're all looking for that road to success. So join me again next Thursday at 7 p.m. Stay tuned for Deacon Armstrong at 8 p.m. And to all who are listening, I encourage you to invite others to listen. Many of you are listening on your devices, and we love you just the same. But in any case, it is my pleasure coming to you, and we hope that we continue to inspire you. So join me again next week, next Thursday, 7 p.m., on Faith, Road to Success. That I am your host, John C. Abercrombie. Be blessed, my friends. Be blessed.